I thought Justin actually played a good game. He went on some spurts there. We had a couple bad throws in a row. I would absolutely not even think about taking him out of the game right now. I would keep him in there. And even if he has a bad game, I would keep him in there because right now they're rolling. Yeah, they lost two. They got this win. But I think he's playing well enough. You know, I think he's doing enough. You saw with his legs especially, making things happen, creating. And not necessarily this time wasn't design quarterback runs. It was him extending a play, seeing a stepping up in the pocket, keeping the play alive. So I thought he played well. It's good to have to know what you have at the backup, and Russ is there if you need him. I just think what you're going to get from Russ is more pocket presence to throw the ball down the field, but you're not going to get that extend the play like Justin does because he's a running back there when he decides to run. He's a really, really talented runner as well.
All right, that's Big Ben. So his opinion on this carries a lot of weight. Figuratively, I don't mean that because he's a bigger guy. He's the arguably the greatest quarterback in team history, and he's still watching every games, and he's still opining on his football and podcast there. A 50-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're just finding us. Tomlin left the door ajar for Russell Wilson to start against the Jets, and he'll get first-team snaps. And NFL Network, minutes before Tomlin addressed reporters, said that a quarterback change is going to be made, and it will be Russell Wilson, although no one else has confirmed that. I know that's a very lonely place when you have a story and no one else says that story is accurate. So Schefter has not piggybacked on that. No one else. This is Tom Pelissero, who is twisting in the wind here with the decision. He did not really put it in a way that made it seem like there was a good chance for Fields. It's almost like it's at the goal line, that kind of thing again. Like I made the mistake of doing, is how he phrased it. So
I feel like I thought one thing that was curious about his report was I felt like the timing of it was almost designed so that somebody in there could ask Tomlin about it.
I thought the same thing.
Like he was leaking it out there on the sort of, hey, somebody's going to ask straight away about this and corner him.
I thought he wanted it out there before Tomlin announced it so he could get credit for breaking the news. Because if Tomlin says Russell Wilson's our quarterback, well, now everyone just puts out what Tomlin said, every insider.
I could also imagine Tomlin just refusing to commit to answering the questions so that he would have to have Pelissero twist in the wind there.
Even though it's coming from the NFL's reporter and not
if it was coming from Jay Glazer, Tomlin would have acknowledged it.
Interesting that Jay Glazer has not put it out there. How about that?
But if it was Jay Glazer, you could just feel like that was Tomlin's way of acknowledging it because it would be Tomlin speaking through Jay Glazer.
So the thing that Roethlisberger said, and we have brought this up as to why he would stick with Fields, is the what you're giving up and what you're getting back if you make the move. You're giving up the great running threat. Tomlin acknowledged that today, even said that's an X factor for Fields. Those two things aren't close. And you are getting more pocket presence and someone being able to deliver the ball better downfield. And in Ben's opinion, he does not think the Wilson getting the ball downfield is so much better than how Fields does it that it's worth compromising and trading in the running ability.
The juice isn't worth the squeeze here, is what Ben is saying. Whatever you're getting from Russell Wilson is not worth changing away from Fields. What pocket presence is Russ giving you? That's a serious question. He gets rid of the ball in over 3 seconds, so he likes to hold on to it. Are you really getting pocket presence there?
I don't think he's ever been that guy. I think he's somebody who...
His whole game is to break outside the pocket where he has, because he's not a big guy, better throwing lanes. Mm-hmm. And then in his prime, he had a terrific arm, was a better and faster runner so he could actually hurt you, and has always thrown a good deep ball.
Yep.
But he could throw all the intermediate stuff in his prime, too, almost always from outside the pocket.
By the way, I don't think Justin Fields as a deep ball thrower, as a guy with it, like, I don't think that he's bad at that by any means. I don't think that that's like an area of his game where he's lacking.
The throws that he doesn't make more often are the ones in that three throw stretch Ben referenced there, where he's got Pickens wide open, just throw a little touch pass. He's got Freiermuth, what are you doing, zipping one 4 feet over his head. And then he's got Pickens again and misses badly.
I also do want to say, though, as I listened to Ben say that on his podcast when I was driving in today, the one thing that I did consider...
Oh, wait. I bet you it's the same thing I have written down here.
That Ben is just not a Russell Wilson guy and is going to take Field's side because Wilson is kind of a contemporary of Ben's. Ben believes he's better than Russell Wilson, and he doesn't want someone who is only a few years younger than him becoming the Steelers quarterback, and in many and in some way then like encroaching on Ben's legacy as Steelers quarterback by coming here and doing well and having fans fall in love with him as a quarterback.
All right, I'll read what I wrote down on my little paper where I just kind of get basic thoughts down to make sure I don't lose them.
So I do think there's some Big Ben bias here, potentially.
I wrote, I always wonder about how much of this sort of thing is also Russ's career isn't too far off of mine, so I would really rather not see him in there on the chance he does something really good.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Great minds think alike.
412-928-9370. This is topic du jour. This report from NFL Network that Russell Wilson is going to go in and Fields is going to get benched after leading the Steelers to a 19-point win and getting them to 4-2. 412-928-9370. Let's go to John in North Huntington. Hello, John.
Just a simple but something I haven't heard a lot brought up in this Wilson-Fields debate. Is there a chance that Justin Fields is just such an athletic guy and so good running the ball that it's covering for the fact that he's actually doing a terrible job running the offense? I mean, one thing I noticed is every play, seemingly, they go down to either 0 or 1 second left of the play clock. And if you listen to old retired offensive linemen, they talk about how much harder that makes their job. And just little things like that that Mike Tomlin's never going to bring up. He's not, especially when he doesn't have another option because Russell Wilson's hurt, and that he's not going to sit here and be like, Justin Fields is doing all this terrible stuff, but he kind of bailed himself out with his legs. So that's the only way it really makes sense to me, because everything else, every other point people have made is good, but I can't just shake this feeling that maybe we're missing something in the X's and O's and the kind of the hard to measure stuff.
To be clear, he's missing open receivers.
I think he means just getting the offense. So that's what we're seeing delay of game penalties, making sure the play is in right. People are in the right place. That the
nitty gritty stuff of playing the position, the basics,
the pre-snap things that maybe we take for granted, he struggles with, and that adversely affects the offense, and he's able to overcome it because of his athletic traits. Do I think that that's somewhere maybe baked into this? I do think that's
maybe
possible,
a little
yes.
bit. I could see. So you're talking about more of a play like Jones, for example, standing there because he thinks they're running a screen. Fields ends up turning it into a 16-yard run, but it's because he plants his back foot and realizes he's about to get trucked and gets the hell out of there, that kind of thing?
No, I just mean getting the play in
from
the sideline.
Well, that's what I mean, where the play is not getting communicated clearly, and so you have a starting right tackle who literally looks like the controller's disconnected.
Right, the what should be expected from any high school, college, professional quarterback, just getting the offense set up for the next play. There have been moments where the play clock is either almost gone down to zero. They've taken a lot of delay of game penalties. I don't think anyone has ever said of Justin Fields that he's excellent at that part of the game. I don't think so. Let me put it this way. If they thought he was, then they would give him more freedom to
audible.
change plays. Yes, exactly. Audible. Give him more plays where he maybe goes to the line with two or three things and he can pick what he thinks is best
based on
what the defense gives him. Yeah. And I think you probably are. I do think it's a more...
If Russ can't do that at this point in his career, what the hell is going on?
I do think it's probably, even though both guys are near one in the offense, I do think it's probably a more sophisticated playbook with Russell Wilson in there. But I don't think that needs to be the determining factor in who plays and who doesn't. I don't think that it's that important.
Well, Russ better be able to pay off all of that stuff. The only way that matters is if Russ sees it early, sees it more decisively than Fields, and then acts on it by making the throws he needs to make.
Ryan in Hollidaysburg is next. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
There's an important factor here that I think is not getting discussed enough in this quarterback decision, and it's that Russell Wilson is the team captain. He was elected the team captain by his teammates. It seems to me that the team's going to want him out there in the starting position.
So you don't think that Tomlin would get involved there in when it comes to picking captains, put his own two cents or put his own thumb or finger on the scale in that
maybe
process?
Maybe he already has, and this is his way of, now that Russell Wilson's finally healthy, he's saying, all right, we're getting this guy
out
there.
I mean, when he went with Mason Rudolph over Kenny Pickett last year, I don't think he considered Kenny was voted a captain and Mason Rudolph wasn't. When he benched Mitch Trubisky for Kenny Pickett, I don't think he thought to himself, Mitch was voted a captain by these guys and Kenny wasn't. He's benched his captain the last 2 years.
Maybe he has, but this time, you know, this is a Super Bowl winning guy. Elected captain.
Sure, I mean, he's
he won a Super Bowl a decade ago.
I know,
man.
His resume is much better than either one of those two guys, but like...
How long are we going to do this whole he's a Super Bowl champion? Ben was a two-time Super Bowl champion. Would anybody act like 10 years on from that, or 11 years on from his last Super Bowl, he was the same guy?
But here's... Okay, so trying to project Mike Tomlin's feeling of Russell Wilson and valuing him as a winner is one thing. But you do make an interesting point here. I don't do that with Russell Wilson and say play him because he won a Super Bowl. And the reason why I don't is because I understand how hypocritical that would be. I don't sit here and every time someone levies a criticism against Mike Tomlin say he's a Super Bowl champion. Because
that was a long time ago.
Because I don't want to put that amount of stock in something that happened in 2008.
Russ Wilson won a Super Bowl in 2013. Like, what are we doing here,
Nick Foles has won a Super Bowl more recently than him. I'm not clamoring for him to come out of retirement and help the Steelers this year.
I'm amazed that people, maybe it's because Tomlin brings it up and like Jerry Dulac wrote about it today. And Jerry, I think we know, has a good relationship with Art Rooney. So Jerry is often going to be telling you what Art Rooney thinks. Why are we putting an enormous amount of sway in the fact that the guy won a Super Bowl that was, he was very good. That team was defined by a ridiculously good defense over a decade ago.
Paul is next. Hello, Paul.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
So, what I think, I'm not sure if it's been talked about either. I just got in the car from work.
All good.
But at the beginning of training camp, who was named the starting quarterback? Russell, right?
Well, not at the start of training camp. They said he had pole position. When they finished the training camp and preseason, he was named the starter, and then he got hurt.
Okay, so hasn't that always been the old adage, you don't lose your job due to injury?
Well, by that logic, Tommy Maddox would have went back in for Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, Ben is different, and that situation was different.
Well, but hold on a second. We're not talking about guys where one is a journeyman quarterback and the other's won a Super Bowl. One did win a Super Bowl. The other guy was the 11th pick in the draft. And up until getting here, was a franchise quarterback. He's not a franchise quarterback because that team, by sheer luck, ended up with the number one pick in this year's draft. He'd still be there in Chicago starting if that didn't happen. He's not some scrub backup quarterback, Paul, who hit a hot streak here.
I'm not saying that. And trust me, I'm a Justin fan, so I'm surprised I'm saying it. But the fact of the matter is, to me, I'm old school. You don't lose your job to injury. So if Russ is healthy and he's ready to go, put him in.
So, Paul, if they were 6-0, if they were 6-0, you would say you can't lose your job because of injury. Put Russell Wilson back in.
I mean, that's good for the talk show, but we're hypotheticals. You know, I thought about that.
Well, they would be 6-0 if the defense had held up their end of the bargain, because really they lost both of their losses are because the defense either got crushed early or couldn't hold a lead that Justin Fields gave them late.
I'm old school. I don't believe in losing my job because of injury. That across sports, to me, that is like holding on to something like that, a trope like that or a maxim like that is so ridiculously stupid. The Penguins might have two fewer Stanley Cups if they went with that logic, because they would have always played Fleury over Matt Murray no matter what, because he was their franchise goalie. The Steelers would have held off on Ben in 04, and maybe they don't win the Super Bowl the next year if they operated that way. Come on, guys. You don't lose your job because of injury? We could find, I think, more compelling reasons, persuasive reasons, for why Russell Wilson should go in at quarterback than that.
I mean, the only thing I would say to that call is it's clear that they, as an organization, viewed it that way. Starkey pointed this out after he predicted that they were going to, you know, make Russ the starter before the presser started. He pointed out they never took him off the depth chart at number one. So to whatever degree that thing matters, and some people will tell you different answers on that, they never moved it. They never signified in print that Russell Wilson had been demoted.
There was nothing in writing that said when he signed here that he had to start. I know they gave him that assurance.
Promise.
It was a handshake promise, but But after that, they got Justin Fields. They didn't anticipate getting Justin Fields when they signed Russell Wilson. They thought Kenny Pickett was going to be their backup quarterback, for crying out loud. Circumstances change. Variables change. Tomlin brings that
it's
up with football
obvious,
all
though,
the time.
Tomlin, I think,
oh, I know.
Liked Wilson and what he had done more than he liked Fields and the idea of what he could do, or else Fields would still be starting right now.
Here's Adam Crowley's number one fan, Adrian, on the fan. Hello, Adrian.
Hey, guys. I don't know why everybody's acting surprised. The moment they signed Russell Wilson, he was the starting quarterback. And just like I told you guys a long time ago, any football guy with a brain, two eyes, knows that Russell Wilson is better than Justin Fields.
Well, then you should race out. You should race out to get Russell Wilson on all your fantasy football teams, Adrian. You tell us all the time how great you are at that, because here comes great Russell Wilson performances now. He's so much better than Justin Fields. Load him up on all your fantasy teams, Adrian.
I'll take him in whatever league we're in. I'll pick him in one of my picks. You got me off track here, Pony. What was I going to say? Malzy, you're being so fake, dude. You've been Russell Wilson this whole time until today just to support your friend Pony, who loves Fields.
No, I was actually pro Fields yesterday, and pro Fields after I saw him play six games that I thought were good enough not to upset the apple cart.
And I don't love Fields either. You know what it sounds like when I love a quarterback. I do not love Fields.
Yeah, we don't need to hear that again, Pony.
Well, it's as simple as this, guys, okay? It's really simple math. 11 people or more is more than 9 and better than 9. When Justin Fields is at quarterback, Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin, they don't get looked at all. Russell Wilson will use those guys just enough to free up Pickens and Freiermuth, and also bringing in Wilson also protects the O-line, because he's going to know where to go with the ball pre-snap. He's going to know when to audible into a run. He will have the freedom at the line to audible. And the most important thing from bringing Russell Wilson in, we're finally going to get to use our number one biggest weapon and our best player on offense named George Pickett.
All right, we'll see about that. Also, if Wilson always knows where he's going to go with the ball, why does it take him so damn long to throw the ball?
Well, he only knows right before he actually lets it go. He knows it's just right before. Not that I'm dying on this hill. Calvin Austin's had a very good game once this year, and then still seems to be a guy that Fields at least has attempted to hit with some passes. Not many, but a few.
What's polarized me on this topic is the timing of it. I think it's ridiculous to bench a guy after you win a game, and I know that it was not your typical 19-point win, and they probably didn't deserve to score 30 points. But the timing of it, to go to a guy that's been out for so long, who's old, who's coming back from an injury, who has, we know the weaknesses in his game are well established, and they don't seem to mesh well with who they have available right now and who they're playing this week. That's my gripe. Like, do I think that it's unequivocally, do I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson? No, I don't. But it's also not, Sunday is not a playoff game. It's not the last game of the year. If Justin Fields starts to play like crap, I believe I still have plenty of time, Chris, to figure out what I have in Russell Wilson. Like, the people that say, you got to find out what you have in Russell Wilson, what's that mean? If we play Justin Fields on Sunday, we'll never get that chance because Russ is going to retire or threaten to leave the team?
The bottom line for me is if they were 5-1 or 6-0, I don't think they would have done this. And again, neither one of their losses, I think, are really attributable to Justin Fields. Especially not the Dallas game with the way it ended.